Okay, so the important thing about this is just that the cheese melts on its own accord. We don't.
It's a busy Thursday in Lily Boron's cooking class.
Okay, we're going to serve in 7 minutes.
This is the last lunch they'll make this year. Senior Paige Wing describes the meal.
Pork with applesauce, rice, apple cake, and cheese with broccoli. Or broccoli cheese.
The culinary arts class is an elective that stuck around after the school's home economics program diminished. Students learn about nutrition, cooking, and locally sourced food. And almost every Thursday, they put what they learn into practice, making food from a menu Boron creates. As it gets closer to 11:30, the students start scooping the pork, broccoli, and cake into more than 100 containers. Victoria Moore is waiting outside the cooking classroom to pick up her lunch.
It's just fantastic and healthy.
Moore has been ordering the $6 lunches for a couple of years.
Probably the halibut sticks out. Everything they've done with the halibut has just been wonderful.
Dozens more people from around the community will pick up their lunches in the next half hour. Boron says the money they earn from this helps pay for ingredients. That's the reason she decided to make selling lunches part of the cooking class. Boron remembers when they first started a few years ago.
Our first class was the year that Dawson was building the addition on the school. So our first set of customers were those 11 guys that were working on the other side of the plastic barrier.
Now they're averaging 100 to 120 customers a week.
They're not saying, oh, this is such a cute class. Look at the kids working. They go, I came here, I ordered 10 lunches, and I'm ready to go. Here's my money. So they take us seriously.
Yeah, I feel like they're sometimes really surprised if they haven't had the lunches before. Like my parents were like, wow, you guys made this stuff? That's pretty cool.
That's student Jenny Humphrey. About 20 years ago, Boron managed Chilkat Restaurant Bakery. Here, she manages a sort of student-run restaurant. But the first priority is education, not making money.
The reality is this is a cooking class first, and it's a commercial operation. It's not a commercial operation. It's a business second. And I never want to feel bad if the cake is slightly off or the cookie is slightly small. I want to feel great because we're teaching kids a skill that's going to last for a long time.
There have been meals that don't go so well, like the beef fajitas. They were expensive and it was too time-consuming to hand-roll 200 tortillas. That's why each Friday the students evaluate how the meal turned out and what they could improve. Boron says the class gives students employability skills. It also expands their cooking ability. Senior Zach Lambert says before this class, his after-school dinners came out of a can or a box, like chili or ramen.
But now, like, I've made, like, the blackened halibut quite a few times that we've made in this class, like with this seasoning with a bunch of different spices in it. And, like, I never would have made that before, like, taking the time to go and prepare all that.
Boron says a handful of her cooking students have gone into culinary or nutrition fields.
And then the other thing that warms my heart is that, you know, I'll get an email from a kid who's been in college for 3 years and they'll say, Miss Boron, I'm making dinner for my friends and I've lost my recipe for cheesecake. Can you send it to me? Or how do you make that salsa again? So that's really neat too.
The class teaches valuable skills, but it's also a lot of work. Boron says every year she questions whether she wants to teach it again.
And then I'll see some little elementary school kid come tottering up saying, when I get to high school, I'm going to take your cooking class. So who knows how long it'll last, but I'm going to enjoy it as long as it does.
And their customers will keep enjoying the class's culinary creations. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.